My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Mitch, please.
All right, guys, we have a clip going around from Oklahoma State head coach Mike Gundy in a press conference earlier this week. Gundy saying all the new noise of college football, NIL, transfer portal, players getting paid, saying enough of that, it's time for football.
That's what I told the players. There's no negotiating now. Portal's over. All negotiations history. Now we're playing football.
You can enjoy
just coaching and playing football.
Conference and a 12-team playoff, yeah. And everything being so different, mm-hmm. Just the newness of it all.
Yeah, and you know, the business side of what we do now is we have to have those conversations with them. You know, tell your agent to quit calling us and asking for more money. It's non-negotiable now. Gonna start again in December. Now we're able to direct ourselves just at football, and that part is fun. Because there's been so much other stuff going on, it's been hard to really focus on football.
I agree with him.
Well, I don't understand how you could even have that be an issue throughout the season. And, you know, we talk about like running a business, which is essentially what these guys are doing now.
Yep.
I mean, yeah, you shouldn't be fielding any of that at all. And if you have a problem with what you're getting paid, then who's going to be able to do it? Are they going to let you transfer mid college football season?
No.
No conferences are allowing that.
The man says some nutty things at times. There's some things I agree with and don't agree with, but that I agree with. There definitely, like, there's teams that don't negotiate during the season. Then you don't have to negotiate during the season.
Right, you set those parameters. Yeah. You make it perfectly clear.
You made your deal. The deal's done. After the season, we could talk about getting a deal.
Now, in a way,
we're going to have hold-ins in college football.
We're
going to have hold-ins.
Anything you've seen in professional sports, can't you envision it in college? And see, this is the other thing. Like, I appreciate the you-know-what on these players. Like, yeah, I just found out someone else is getting this somewhere else, so I'm gonna re-up and ask. I mean, you always get to ask for a raise, right? Like, you can ask for a raise anytime you want, and you know what your bosses can do with that information or with those requests.
They can say whatever to you about whatever. But I don't think it hurts, but I totally agree with him where it's like, you know what, there's a time for that. The time is now. Time is now to play football or playing football.
Here's the question.
Hmm.
I got a good one for you.
What is that?
So everything we just said in the abstract makes sense. I think everybody would agree listening. It sounds ridiculous to do it. What happens if, say, I'm the back quarterback? Ohio State doesn't work because the backups are probably making some money. Give me a school where the backups... where you'd have the starter making real money and the backup making not much at all. Whatever that school would be.
Syracuse?
Okay, yeah. Kyle McCord's making money at Syracuse. Part of their collective. For sure, okay? If I'm the backup and I'm making 30 grand, right?
All right.
But that starting quarterback in front of me goes down with an injury. Done for the year.
I know where this is going.
And let's say over the next 4 weeks... I am now being considered a Heisman Trophy candidate. They're talking about me.
The Johnny Moxon scenario.
What leverage do you have? What if you go behind the scenes and say, hey, you know what? I know what I'm worth. I know what that guy was making, and now I've got us in the national championship picture.
That is insane. That is insane.
What do you do?
Are you going to have a hold in while that's the football season?
Well, that's Cardale Jones. Yeah, Cardale Jones. So late in the year, right?
Thank you very much. That's exactly what that was.
Can you imagine? No, you know what? I just helped put up what he put up 60-some points against Wisconsin or whatever in the Big Ten Championship.
Oh, my gosh.
Or 50-some points. Okay, I just did that, and now we are in the playoff. Well, you want me to show up in a month?
There's no way. There has to be some semblance of decency here.
I need a million. I need a million to play in those games.
No, then you have... Do they have contracts in NIL?
They say that they have loosely structured contracts that may be binding.
Yeah, you're gonna threaten a hold-in.
I still just assume they got their money in a brown paper bag, and
that means
the Cardale example.
That's the fun way.
I remember the selection committee had said that they were judging Ohio State now based on this new world we were living in, where he was the quarterback. So what if then he turns around and say, "Hey, that new world that we're living in is me getting paid $1 million per playoff game. Let's go, Schottensteins. Let's go, Wolf family.
Man, I don't know if that's going to go. I think they just try to win with somebody else. There's always going to be a price. There's always going to be a price. Yes.
There's no way they wouldn't pony up. They have to pony up.
Well, it's at some places, yes, they might. But I don't like a place like Texas A&M. Those people are crazy. Somebody would come up with $1 million.
On the spot.
But a place like Ohio State.
How the oil derricks doing?
we'll get somebody else to play. Texas, they'd get somebody else to play. Because they already believe they're deep. There's depth in there. So you can win with a few guys. Now, I don't know if you're going to beat Georgia with some of those guys or whatever. I don't know if you're going to beat Texas with one of those guys at the very tippy top. But you're going to roll the dice because you ain't going to set some precedent and let some kid get $1 million a year dollars per playoff game.
That's what they'd be nervous about for sure.
Yes.
Do you wonder, in these NIL deals, do they have incentives? Are they structured in to, hey, if you get to our new 12-team playoff, you will make so much money. If you get to
that's
the final
insane.
Four.
Yeah, we don't like know. That part there will
is
be.
Is that going to be part of it?
That will be part of it, yes. But I think they're going to really, this whole quote-unquote loose thing about contracts, they're going to tighten that up very quickly.
The other thing, this is the part we don't know. We might have to have a Dan Wetzel, or we might have to have somebody that would have a good understanding of this. How are they paying out these NIL deals? Are they per month? Are they per week?
I don't know.
Or are you getting a lump sum to start camp? How does this work, and what happens when you get injured, and all of a sudden one of the boosters at one of these schools in Texas is like, he's done. I'm not paying him.
How do you get a hard day's work out of a draft horse? Feed him just enough to know he's hungry. You can't give him all the lump sum in camp. They'll be gone.
But that's what I mean. What if the guy gets injured? You still on the hook? You still paying him?
Yeah.
See, the NCAA has not really – we talk about how toothless the NCAA is. I don't think we have a good understanding yet of these contracts, how ironclad they are, and if they're even signing contracts. I mean, I think some of these players have been lured to transfer to another school based on a promise, and then we find out later on that promise is non-binding at all, and then, oh, by the way, they've lost their starting job. They're not going to get that money. Like, it is the Wild Wild West still, and they are trying to figure that out. And I do think, to some extent, we've been asked, well, what's the problem with NIL? What's the big deal? Just let these boosters get burned. Yeah, but the players are going to get burned, too. So you kind of need to have more of a substantial, more thorough process in play, I think.
Boy, can we bring that to the podcast a little bit? Okay, I want to bring that to the podcast. I had to say this. Whose side is Mitch on tonight?
Which we call it the playoff series.
Third man in. It's a playoff series tonight.
Oh, my God.
Originally, it's a playoff series.
And he has both hats.
He's got both hats.
And where's the Pirates hat?
How can you have both hats?
I bought both hats and I brought them here today.
Oh, I'll see you in hell. How could you?
So are you going to wear both tonight based on whoever, when Aaron Judge hits a home run? Up, there goes my Guardians cap.
Swap them every inning. Top of the inning, bottom of the inning.
I'm supposed to speak words because it's a radio show.
Don't entertain this.
I don't.
Tomfoolery.
I don't want
no.
He was so excited to bring both these hats today.
No.
I had the Guardians one in front.
You're a horrible person.
You know what? He left and was halfway here.
You deserve every bit of shame that you get.
And he realized he had to go back and get the other hat.
There are people, like, they You should have seen the nasty tweets I was getting about you last week.
Good. They're deserved.
He's a heat magnet, man. He is a heat magnet. This kid, I don't know about him. That look on his face, the way he carries himself.
Come on, Cleveland.
Say something, Mitch.
Attack the producer. Let's attack Cleveland.
Not physically.
No,
but
well.
Attack him.
Am I getting hate comments, really?
Yes, Mitch.
Yeah,
yes.
You deserve them.
Yes.
Nice.
What do you mean, yes?
I said nice.
All right, I'm going to start. I'm going to put your
Turn
Twitter
your
out
mic.
There.
You'll never...
I'm going to put your Twitter out there.
Just not going to let him talk.
Let's see how you like it.
All right.
Oh, my God. I swear to God, guys, he's got both hats on.
Yeah.
Like in his... Is he putting them both on?
And he's smiling. See, he has no stakes.
I
there
put
are
the
no
Cleveland
stakes
one
for
on.
Mitch. This
Take
is
it
why
off.
He
You
fails.
Are such a fake.
Take off the Cleveland
you
one.
Are
put on
such
the Yankees
a fake.
One. I don't like you wearing the Cleveland
I
hat.
Hope you are single and lonely forever. I wouldn't... If I was a
I'm
father of a
it.
Daughter, there is not a chance in hell I could ever let my daughter trust you with this garbage.
I'm betting on it.
We're back tomorrow, 6 to 10. Are we going around the AFC North?
We are.
You going to wear all their hats, too?
Maybe.
You turncoat?
Got to run over to Lids.
Too much of the Lids.
You stop in Zoomies and Hot Topic on your way to...
Hot Topic, man. Spencer's. Got the fart machine.
Pick a banana and pretzel.
Yeah. All right. We're back. Well, podcast. 10-15, 92.3 The Fan Extra on the free Odyssey app. 10-15, 92.3 The Fan Extra on the free Odyssey app. Have a wonderful day, friends. Go Guardians! Let's go!
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.